What did you eat when you were there?
Oh boy. Korean food, I like some Korean foods a lot, and some Korean food is very hot, like red pepper type hot. My first night in Korea, when my brother picked me up from the airport, we went directly to a restaurant that he went to every Friday night with his friends, Korean friends and foreigner friends. And it was especially well known for its tofu stew, I guess you'd call it. You know what tofu is? No. Oh.
Not really.
Okay. It's made from soybeans, and it's kind of like cheese, but it's not as hard as cheese, and it's very mild flavored and kind of soft. But then they cook it in this sort of a stew, and there's a lot of red pepper in it. And I didn't know. I just, you know, took a spoonful, and next thing I know, tears are coming out of my eyes, and it feels like flames are coming out of my ears. And I had to drink as much cold water as I could, just ice water, just one gulp after another. Thankfully, there was a lot of other food on the table to eat, too, but I tried to eat as much of the bowl that was put in front of me as I could, but I don't think I finished a lot, because it was just something that I had never experienced before. And kimchi, do you know about kimchi?
It is a bunch of lettuce and spices and peppers, and they put it in a jar on the ground, and it, like, ferments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not lettuce, but cabbage, actually. Kind of like sauerkraut. So have you eaten kimchi?
No.
Ah.
Spicy, I've heard. I don't really like spicy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't like spicy, but there's something about that fermentation of kimchi that makes it quite palatable to me. Even though there's a lot of red pepper in it, the fermentation does something different. Do you eat sauerkraut?
I don't like that either. It's really sour.
Right, yeah. Well, it'll probably take some getting used to for you. Actually, it did take getting used to for me, too. I didn't like it at first, but now I like it a lot. But the other very hot red pepper foods I still don't eat. But they have some very good, they're kind of like pancakes, but instead of being served with maple syrup or something, they have like green peppers, or not green peppers, green onions, and maybe some mushrooms, and then it's served with a soy sauce kind of sauce rather than maple syrup. Let's see, do you know what the Chinese call them, wontons? Wontons.
They're the cream cheese filled little pastries.
No, it's not a, well, let's see, I suppose there might be some that are deep fried that are like that. Yeah, they're what would you call it? They're like a dough with a filling, right? And then they can either be fried or boiled or broiled, and usually it has a meat and vegetable ground up stuffing. And then it might be served in a soup or just by themselves. That, I think you would like that. It's not.
I've had cream cheese wontons, and I like those.
Okay.
But that was deep fried, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds good.